We present today's words of wisdom, enlightenment, the way to get out of the life and death cycle, in English with subtitles in Arabic, Aulasis or Vietnamese, Chinese, English, French, German, Hebrew, Hindi, Hungarian, Italian, Korean, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Romanian, Turkish, Thai, Indonesian, Russian, Spanish, and Urdu. Malaysia ialah sebuah negara yang indah dan dikurniai banyak bukit dan gunung yang diliputi hutan tebal, banyak kawasan pantai yang dipinggiri pokok palma dengan air laut yang kehijauan dan cahaya matahari keemasan serta lagun air tawar. Tarikan utama Malaysia ialah terdapat banyak pencakar langit yang dikelilingi rumah papan berkaki. Budaya majmuk, keajaiban alam semula jadi, bandar raya dan pulau yang indah ialah keistimewaan negara yang indah ini. Agama rasmi negara ini ialah Islam. Namun dalam masyarakat majmuk ini, perlembagaan menjamin kebebasan beragama. Agama utama ialah Islam, Buddha, Kristian dan Hindu. Syamanisme dianuti di Malaysia Barat. Penduduk Malaysia kebanyakannya orang Melayu, diikuti orang Cina dan India. Budaya majmuk telah mempengaruhi seni bina dan budaya yang dicerminkan menerusi kaum dan warisan yang pelbagai. Budaya yang pelbagai telah menjadikan Malaysia tempat pelbagai perayaan diraikan. Warisan masyarakat majmuk Malaysia boleh dilihat menerusi muzik dan tariannya yang pelbagai. Banyak tokoh yang mulia berasal dari Malaysia. Pada November 2006, Datuk Muhammad bin Ismail dianugerahi Anugerah Kedamaian Gusi bagi Hal Ehwal Keagamaan dan Kemanusiaan. Dan bekas Perdana Menteri Mahathir Muhammad telah dicalonkan bagi Anugerah Kedamaian Nobel 2007. Sebagai seorang ahli kemanusiaan, Mahaguru Ching Hai telah hulurkan bantuan kepada rakyat Malaysia semasa berlaku bencana. Sebagai contoh, pada 1995, menerusi teladan dan bimbingan penuh belas kasihan beliau, Ahli Persatuan kami telah melawat ke rumah Cheshire in Pulau Pinang dan membawa keriangan dengan mengadakan jamuan bagi mereka yang cacat. Semasa jualan amal bagi kanak-kanak Buddha diadakan pada tahun-tahun yang sama di Pulau Pinang, Ahli Persatuan kami telah berikan sumbangan dengan bekalkan makanan vegetarian, minuman dan sesi nyanyi bersama karaoke. Di Kuala Lumpur, Ahli Persatuan kami mendermakan pakaian kepada mangsa kebakaran di Gombak sejurus mengetahui keperluan mereka. Ahli Persatuan kami juga membekalkan snack vegetarian, makanan dan minuman pada hari cuti umum untuk penduduk setempat. Semasa dua kebakaran besar berlaku di Pulau Pinang pada 22 Julai 2000 dan sekali lagi pada 9 Ogos 2000, Mahaguru Ching Hai dengan serta-merta menghantar Ahli Persatuan untuk membantu mangsa kebakaran. Pek berisi buah-buahan, tepung susu serta barangan keperluan lain telah diagihkan. Selepas kebakaran kedua, kejutan kecil telah diberikan kepada mangsa termasuk kipas dan aiskrim. Rakyat Malaysia benar-benar bertakwa dan disebabkan kegairahan mencari pedoman kerohanian. Mahaguru Ching Hai telah terima undangan ikhlas mereka dan melawat ke Malaysia beberapa kali. Sekarang silakan mengikuti syarahan yang penuh dengan kearifan oleh Mahaguru Ching Hai bertajuk Memperoleh Hidayah, Cara Bebas Daripada Kitaran Hidup dan Mati, disampaikan pada 4 Jun 1993 di Malaysia.
Dear fellow practitioners, as you all know about our Master Ching Hai, she'll be here very shortly, so I shall be very brief. Our Master has traveled all over the world, and today is the second last stop of a world tour. And maybe she's new to Malaysians, yes? But she's well known all over the world. Our Supreme Master Ching Hai, she does not belong to any religion, but she preached the truth. And she tried to save all the sentient beings who wanted liberation. Those who like to follow her has to be strictly vegetarian and have to keep the 5 precepts. There is no word that I can describe our master because she is truly a living Buddha. So I shall tell you about my experience. About 7 years ago, when I was expecting my second daughter, I had a dream of a beautiful lady. She's so beautiful that I was startled and speechless. And she pointed up to the sky and asked me to look at the brightest and the biggest star. So when I look up into the sky, and she asked me to make a wish, so I was speechless because I do not know what to say. So I just said, I wish all my wish come true. And later after that, I never dreamt of her again, and that was it. So I thought she must be Kuan Yin Bodhisattva. And after so many years, and I miss her, I was so happy to have dreamt of her. And I pray each night when I go to bed that I could dream of her again. But it never happened. It just once. So I carry on with my daily work as a housewife. And finally, last year when she came to Singapore, yes, and I didn't know that it was our Supreme Master Ching Hai. So when I saw the advertisement at our MRT station, so I told myself, well, this is a master, Supreme Master. I should go and listen to her talk. But somehow or other, I just miss it. I was so busy and I miss it. And I was sad about it. And only this year, when she came to Singapore, and I told myself, no matter what happened, no matter how busy I was, I make sure I attend her speech. And so I went, and it was held at our Singapore conference hall. And I didn't realize who she really was, only the advertisement that she was a Supreme Master from Himalaya. And after the speech, I was so moved and touched by her sincerity and compassionate love and the way she preached and tried to save all the sentient beings. So I decided to go to sign up for initiation. So, and I went for the initiation with my 2 children. So after the initiation, Master passed by and looked at everybody and wished everybody and blessed everybody. So suddenly she stopped and talked to my children and asked my children about the father. And unfortunately, my husband just passed away 2 months ago. So I told Master about it. And she was so sympathetic, you know. She lent her sympathetic ear to me and she listened. And she said, don't worry, your father go up to heaven. She said that to my children. And now I'm your father and I'm your mother. And we were so touched by her sincerity and compassionate love. And when I look at her, I just can't take my eyes off her because she has that heavenly eyes. And I look for quite a while. And suddenly Master said, you have something to say to me? And I said, yes. And she said, now come with me and the rest can go home. So So I went up with her. And as I was walking, my heart was beating very fast. I was excited, I was nervous, I was happy. Everything came over me. I do not know what to expect, what to think. But suddenly, it just crossed my mind, and I kept asking myself, could she be the one, the great Kuan Yin Bodhisattva that I dreamt of 7 years ago? And suddenly, Master just turned around, and the way she talked and the way that her action is exactly as the one that I met in my dream 7 years ago, the great Kuan Yin Bodhisattva. So immediately I recognized her when I was face to face with her, very close. So I knelt down and I was crying because I was longing for so long. So at last I found her. So I just look at her and she looked at me and I asked her frankly, are you the one that I dreamt 7 years ago? And she was smiling so ever sweetly. And she did not say yes or no. She just smiled so beautiful. And I was so light up, you know. I was so happy. And that's what I want to share with you, my experience, that she is really the great living Buddha. And we should be glad that in this lifetime, we, all of us, will be able to meet a living master and get all her blessing and all her love. So my best wishes to all of you. It is difficult for you to understand unless you have to experience it yourself. So that's why if you want to go for initiation, you have to be strictly vegetarians. And once our master open your wisdom eyes and you really do the meditations 2.5 hours per day, and slowly as you improve and gradually you can increase the hours and so on, and you can see all the benefits. That's what I'm telling you now. And it is not just mere advertisements for our master or what. You have to experience it yourself, and you can feel our master power wherever you are, any part of the world. When you're in need of help, our master will always be there, and she knows what's going on. She will just help you automatically. She will not ask for anything, nothing. Just the correct way, and that you diligently do the right meditation. I guess that's about all. Thank you.
Thank you for your love to say any man that I
Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome our Supreme Master Ching Hai.
First, I congratulate the Malaysian people for having such a beautiful country. And because your country is very stable and safe, I mean, compared to many other countries in Asia as well as in the Occident. So I will not talk about the mundane things that you already have enough. So we will talk about more about the spiritual side. You see, because your country and your people, due to a wise ruling of the government already received more or less enough material comfort. So I will just congratulate you, your country, your government, and then we go straight to spiritual topic.
我说了，因为你们的国家啊，因为你们国家有很好的政府，很好的那种政府的系统，所以你们多数的都有得到足够的那种物质的方面的舒服生活啊。所以我们今天没有讲那种怎么避免痛苦的情况啊，怎么能够赚钱呢、啊？我们马上就讲那个修行的事情。哎，到目前是这样。
There is a way to rise above human standard.
有一个方法，我们可以超过人的境界。
Because after we have achieved the best success and the highest peak in our material endeavor, we will wonder what now.
当我们已经得到这些高度物质的东西的时候，我们会对自己问：我们还有什么呢？
At that time,
在那个时候,
we probably would try to find a way to understand some higher, more intelligent, and more, I'll say, satisfying answers. We would try to find these answers.
我们会尽量要找一个最好、最满意、对自己最满意、最好的方法。
But sometimes, because we have been too busy during our daily life, and we have been too preoccupied with the material problems, that if suddenly we want to find something else above materialism, we will suddenly find ourselves in difficulty.
因为我们就每天就生活在很紧张的生活中，而且有时我们对物质方面的东西又看得太重的话，我们就很难找到我们到底真正要什么东西，我们被这些物质的东西所蒙蔽了。
不是啦，我意思说我们平常太忙了，然后平常太忙，为了物质的方面我们把精神都太沉入在里面了，然后现在忽然间我们要找一些东西比那个物质还要高，太忽然的，太忽然，忽然，然后我们就觉得很难了，懂不懂？忽然不知道怎么解决。我意思是这样子翻译婉转柔和一点，不这样子讲，好像人家很笨的样子。
对不起，
不是这个意思，翻译差一点就不一样哦，懂吗？我觉得很，你们对那个字啊，对那个语言啊，比较很不谨慎啊。上一次，我叫一个徒弟，你打电话到那个格拉兰博中心啊，叫他们啊，那个能不能找一个旅馆啊，先保留两个房子给我那个客人啊，等一下就来，他来不及，而且他不去这边的人都不知道怎么订房子。我就这样讲，很客气啊，我的徒弟跟他讲。啊，打电话，哎，你是谁？告诉你啊，师傅要你应该，你必须订两个房子，还有我要你做这个那个事情。哎呀，我听得这个心都跳了。我说你这样讲，没有人要跟你工作了。意思是一样，听懂不懂？就是好像命令人家一样。我没有这样说，我是叫他看看有没有办法可以订两个房子。那个跟说师傅叫你应该，你要你这个就不一样，是不是？Okay. I'm just teaching the Chinese how to use words so that it delivers the same message, but it doesn't sound like you are ordering people or make people feel stupid. Yeah. Except when you are in anger or you have the reason to do so, that's different. Yeah.
除了问在你们生气的时候，我是那个有什么理由应该这样子讲很直那个，这不一样啊。平常用词是要用的文雅一点。
That's the reason why sometimes we have to go and find somebody who the so-called teacher or an enlightened friend in order to help us to clear these answers which bothers us in our daily life. Apart from our struggle for survival, we have spiritual questions. So these This is the reason why we need a good friend, an enlightened friend, or we call them teacher, master, or sister, or brother, or whatever. Yeah.
就是因为在这个日常生活中，因为我们太注重这些每天忙碌的生活，所以我们就要找一个先生、一个名师、一个很好的导师来帮我们解决这些超过每天日常生活上的问题，一些精神上的问题。
Yeah, because if we have to take time to find out ourselves, it will be also probably bear fruit at some time, after some period of time. But sometimes because we don't even have time to allow this to gradually to happen, so we like to find a quicker way, a quicker answer. That's why some people...of the enlightened circle, they will offer us some answer. Yeah.
因为我们的生活太紧张、太匆忙，我们根本没有时间去慢慢去找一位导师，所以我们
不是慢慢想，慢慢想到我们得到那种答案，所以我们才去找一位，那个比较开悟的朋友，哎，让我们马上知道，这样大概这样子。So.In such a short span of our lifetime, we usually will live up to 100 years of age, if we're lucky. We're lucky, yeah. And then we need a kind of immediate answer to many of our questions. And these questions include, the most urgent is the spiritual question.
在我们这个短暂的人生，我们最多只能够活到不超过100岁，所以我们要很快的找到这个答案，这个修行上的答案，这个精神上的答案。
In the old time, our lifespan would be up to 8,000, and sometimes many decades we can live our life.
在古时候。我们的一个人的生命通常可以活到8000年或者很多很多世纪之后。
But then because we begin to involve in the a kind of a life shortening process, therefore our lifespan become shorter and shorter as we took different reincarnation from oneReincarnation to the next, our lifespan becomes shorter and shorter.
我们人的寿命是越来越短暂，因为我们是从一个轮回进入了一个轮回，因为我们过着很匆忙、很紧张的生活。
Now I will tell you what is the life shortening process. Maybe you want to know.
我现在会告诉你们这个生命越来越短暂的这个问题。这个过程，
过程比较好。You see, in the beginning, when men were first appear on this planet, they did not need to eat anything.
当人第一次在这个地球的时候，我们是不需要吃任何东西的。
And they live in glory and light.And heavenly music, that is their food, that were their food.
他们的精神粮食跟食物只是天国之音跟光跟亮跟音。
天国的音乐。
天国的音乐。
对。And then afterward, they live for a long time, and then they have seen something appear on the earth, like foam, you know, on the sea.
当他们在这个地球住了很久之后，他们就会看到一个形象，很像这个海洋，在这个地球上出现，有开始有形体出现。
And then after sometimes they keep eating these things, and later they have no more of this thing, and there are some other things appear, and they keep eating them.
这之后，他们就开始吃这个从海洋里面有这个形体的东西，他们开始吃。当他们吃光之后呢？他们又开始要找其他的东西吃。
Not because they were hungry.
不是因为他们饥饿的关系。
Just because they were curious in the beginning, you know, they want to know what that like. Some of the people just taste it and thought it was good, and then they begin to eat them, and then everybody else came and then ate them.
他们开始是有好奇之心，所以他们开始就吃这些东西，所以他们是越吃越厚之后，他们更要找出来这些到底是什么东西。
They ate all kinds of vegetables in these forms, which were sweet and very fragrant. And then later, when all these things are less in supply, they begin to eat animal.
当他们吃完这个海底里面这些海藻、这些植物之类的东西，当这些植物的消的的宽的。的产量开始逐渐减少的时候，他们就开始吃动物，地上的动物。
And then that's when our life shortening process began.
这个就是我们生命开始短暂的过程的主要原因。
Because we have been cheated into this so-called cycle of karmic law.
这个就是我们被欺骗而去介入了这个因果的关系跟这个业障的
法律
的法律。
Therefore, our lifespans become shorter and shorter with each reincarnation.
所以在每一个生命的轮回之后，所以我们的生命就越来越短暂。
And therefore, we have only 100 years now.
所以我们现在只有最多100年的寿命。
And perhaps if we continue with this kind of life shortening system, then our life will be even shorter.
假如我们继续的介入这个生命短暂我们生命的这个过程。因为我们吃杀生的动物，我们的寿命越来越短。
我没说杀生动物啊。
对不起，师父。
我是说，如果我们介入这种寿命短暂的那种系统啊，懂不懂？那我们生命会越来越短。哎，如果我们继续这样做的话，那当然我们以后啊，那个下一代啊，也许生命就更短。Therefore, we have discovered that even with our best medical invention, our discovery, the best system of health care, our life is still not secured. The only way to get out of this life and death and life shortening cycle is enlightenment. We need enlightenment to liberate ourselves.
So we 要脱离生与死和生死轮回之处境，我们只有要参加这个，要介入这个
我们只要开悟嘛，
我们只要开悟。
Because it doesn't matter, even if we can lengthen our life by medical treatment, it will not be that long, will not be forever.
就是我们用尽一切医学的方法来增长我们的寿命，也是无补于事的。
Also, enlightenment affords a person to be more noble, to enter the circle of sainthood of the Buddhas, of the greatest mind, of the scientific greatest discovery. Because actually, enlightenment is only very scientific. It's nothing of superstition.Or we don't even have to talk about faith or religions or any of the sort. It is very, very scientific.
其实开悟是很科学化的，并不是像一般所说的有宗教的或者迷信的这些色彩。
We don't even have to have a religion to get enlightenment.
我们并不需要有任何的宗教的信仰来得到开悟。
Because we have this enlightening nature within ourselves.
因为我们本身就有与生俱来的这种开悟的能力。
Most of the time, we use very little of this enlightened power.
但是大多数的时间，我们都不懂得利用这个我们本来就有的开悟的力量。
不是我们用很小这个开悟的力量，我没有说我们不懂。翻译差一点就不一样啊，懂吗？差一点点就好像我看不起他们，就不是这个意思。我说我们多数的时间用很小我们这种智慧啦，这种开悟的能力，我叫你们讲跟不懂不太一样。OK， 我跟徒弟会这样讲啦，不过我跟你们讲比较客气一点。 So just like most of the time we know that we use only about 5-10% of our brain power. Yeah. If we reachThe ultimate limitation of our brain power, then at that time we reach complete enlightenment.
当我们一天能够抵达到这个极限的时候，我们就可以说我们是完全的开悟。
So it's very scientific.
所以这个是很科学的。
Now, but most of the enlightened saintsare the great scientists, that's all, very great scientists. They know the law of the whole universe, and they can make use of them for their own benefit and for the benefit of their disciples, as well as the benefit of the whole world.
因为这些大开悟的人，他们知道自然宇宙的法律，所以他们能够利用这些力量，带给将这些力量带给众生，带给他的徒弟。
And then they, if anyone who study with them, will slowly also discover their own greatness, their own wisdom, and then become the master.
所以这些
the so-called master.
Sorry, 所以这些跟随名师的人，他们逐渐就会发现。发掘他们这种内在的这种潜能，这种力量，他们慢慢也能够成为像一位名师那样的力量。
Therefore, it has nothing to do with religion.
因此，这个跟宗教并没有关系。
Just because probably the Buddha has discovered this power, and the people who follow to study with the Buddha, they call themselves Buddhists. Yeah.
这些大开悟的人，他们这些徒弟跟随这些大开悟的人学习他们这些教理，所以可能他们就称为自己是佛教徒。
因为释迦牟尼佛学习那个找到他那个能力的，and the same with other master, like if they follow Christ, yeah, Christ.To study with them, him and to find their own wisdom. And later they also call themselves Christian.
那些跟随主耶稣的人，因为慢慢他们跟随主耶稣的教理，所以他们就叫他们是基督徒，因为他们学习基督教。
跟耶稣学啦，没有说基督教，那不大一样。Then The same with other master, yeah? The other great scientific mind. Therefore, you see, that's the root of our religion now. Huh? Therefore, before Buddha was born, there were no Buddhists or no Buddhism. Before Christ was born, there were no Christianity or any other religions as well. I respect all religions, but I don't need to mention all of them. Okay. Now, therefore,In order to know ourselves, we should find a way to discover our own treasure, our own wisdom, not to just follow the ritual, the tradition of a religion. That would not be enough.
我们为了要找到自己真正内在的力量，自己真正的本性，我们不需要因为我们不需要去崇拜任何的宗教，这个是并不需要的。
我没这样说，我说如果你跟着一个宗教，然后跟随那种什么仪式或是那些宗教的传统，我说这个不够，不足够，乱讲话。哦，难怪很多人就说我怎么样怎么样，都是因为他们犯律不对。好了，很麻烦，我们语言都不够，所以 therefore the language in this world never sufficient to describe the heavenly inside ourselves. The true heaven, the true wisdom is to be transmitted in silence and without language.
对，在这个世间的语言，没有一切语言能够表达出我们这个内在的力量，
内在的天国了，
内在的天国，
内在的智慧等等。OK, 好。During that's why when during the initiation or the transmission, we don't talk.
所以在我们在师父传法跟传音的时候，是不需要语言的，不需要任何的语言。
Therefore, no mistake.
所以并没有错误。
That's why all the disciples will get enlightenment.
所以全部的信徒都能会得到开悟。
And immediately.
而且即刻的开悟。
Or except those who sleep or who just think of money at that time, then I cannot help them.
除了那些在开悟的时候在打瞌睡的时候还在想做金钱的人，就很难讲了。
But most of the time, the master power will even rise them up and give them enlightenment experience.
但是在大多数的时候，师父的力量都能够给他们得到开悟，都能够将他们的等级提升。
Terima kasih kerana sertai kami di Kata-Kata Hikmah. Sila bersama esok pagi bahagian kedua, memperoleh hidayah, cara bebas daripada kitaran hidup dan mati. Seterusnya, pengembaraan melalui alam estetik hanya di Supreme Master Television. Nikmatilah hari yang indah dan penuh rahmat. Thank you for joining us on Words of Wisdom. Please tune in tomorrow for part 2 of Enlightenment, the way to get out of the life and death cycle. Up next, a journey through aesthetic realms, only on Supreme Master Television. Have a beautiful and blessed day.